The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, Architects listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. I do thank you for listening to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We do thank AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn how a recent international study which demonstrates why persons should kick the smoking habit. So stay to the show for some very beneficial information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, March the 16th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show is not live and has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept call-in questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. On a personal note, I want to thank the many family and friends and readers of the Best of Times magazine, radio show listeners of this radio show who wished me a happy 74th birthday. Yes, I am 74, and most of the time I feel like I'm 54. So again, thank you for your greetings. It was a wonderful birthday celebration. Be sure to pick up the current March-April issue of the Best of Times in one of our 270 distribution locations. This issue is quite popular with our readers out there. It discusses trash, treasures, and heirlooms. So you're going to learn about a lot of individuals in the area who we've interviewed that they have found treasures and heirlooms via their own and also at estate sales and trash, etc. So you're going to find it a quite fascinating article. And of course, there are many other articles and information that are included in this March-April issue. If you're unable to find a printed copy of one of our 270 distribution locations, remember, you can always visit our popular website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. In addition, you can listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. The 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory is now available for pickup at our 270 distribution locations. Printed copies are limited, so make sure you go pick up a copy now as soon as possible, because most of the locations will not have any issues by the end of the month. You can always visit our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view the current 2024 Silver Pages. In addition, you can visit our app on Maxter, which will provide you viewing of our current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, you can view the current 2024 Silver Pages. Our friends at the Strand Theater have another upcoming performance on March the 22nd, the Simon and Garfunkel story. This has now been seen in 50 countries worldwide, and it's the critically acclaimed concert-style theater show about the two young boys from Queens, New York, who went on to become the world's most successful music duo of all time. So, again, tickets are available by calling 318-226-8555. Again, that's 318-226-8555. Each and every month, the Best of Times sends out a TBT newsletter via email blast to over 73,000 email addresses who are seniors and boomers residing in Caddo and Bossier parishes. It provides them with our current article, via access online. Also, they can review our current Silver Pages. In addition, there's more educational articles, discounts, coupons, a contest or two, and lots of news that they can use. Join the many thousands who are already receiving this free newsletter via their email. The way you can subscribe for free, just visit our website at thebestoftimesnews.com to subscribe free to for our TBT newsletter to be sent to your email address. More great news, beginning this March, our friends at Ernest Orleans has brought back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at highly discounted prices at only $30 with entertainment as well as valet parking, free valet parking. Highly recommended due to the popularity of this Thursday night special to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, that's 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears 10 and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 1017 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 1017 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears 10 and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for listening to our show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Miss Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub, and she's going to discuss their recent study which promotes smokers to kick the habit. So thank you, Cassie, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio.
Thank you for having me, Gary.
First of all, tell our listeners a little bit about Wallet Hub. I've been receiving your information for many years, and I love it. You do many, many studies and a lot of great public service for people all over the world, right?
Absolutely. Wallet Hub is a personal finance website, and we try to be sort of a one-stop shop for consumers. We offer free credit reports and credit scores when you register with us, but we also put out our reports, such as the real cost of smoking by state, to really give consumers a better understanding of how personal finances really impact multiple aspects of our lives.
Well, again, I'm very impressed. I get their studies, and I find those that I feel of great interest to me. I read every one of them, Cassie, so I'm going to compliment you and your staff for gathering all this critical data and putting it all into a simplified, easy-to-read format. And you have some pretty astounding other experts that provide comments and provide follow-up as well, which I'm fascinated. I can't remember. What's the website?
The website is wallethub.com.
Okay, wallethub.com as well. Okay, so what caught my attention about this specific study was it's U.S. state findings, and sometimes they do a state finding, sometimes they do a metro finding. So this study was a statewide, and it shocked me with the statement that was in it said smoking cost average Louisiana smoker $3,311 over a lifetime. That was a wow statement. I was amazed. I've never smoked in my 74 years, but I know a lot of people have. So that is a remarkable finding. So tell us a little bit. Louisiana ranked 46th in terms of cost of smoking. Wow. So that was, there are many others much higher, right?
Absolutely. It was kind of refreshing to see that Louisiana came in so low as far as the cost of smoking goes. For those who maybe aren't thinking to kick the habit, at least it isn't as much of a financial burden for them. But it definitely would be a great cost savings to kick that habit, considering that average lifetime cost of $3,003,211.
Wow.
In a lifetime. It's crazy to think of that dollar amount. And especially when you think that that's one of the lowest ones. Take, for instance, New York, which came in at the top of the list, and their total cost per smoker for a lifetime came in at $5,188,634.
Wow, that's
so that
amazing.
Is
considerably higher, but still high, right?
Absolutely. And when we talk about Louisiana in particular, that average lifetime cost included approximately $126,144 being spent directly on the tobacco products. The largest contributor to this figure is the financial opportunity cost, which is something that people don't necessarily think about, which is this cost or how much the average person loses by smoking away their money instead of investing in it.
Oh.
And that financial opportunity cost came in at $2,246,935 for Louisiana residents.
So, Cassie, in explaining to our listeners, if you had invested the $7 a pack into some kind of investment or savings account, et cetera, you would have had a little bit more cash than you would have just burned away, right?
Exactly. And in a lifetime, we're talking over $2 million.
Wow, that's very significant. And another variable, can the cost associated, isn't one of them healthcare?
Yes, we also looked at the healthcare cost per smoker. And in Louisiana, that amount came to $151,108 over a lifetime. And another thing we looked at is the income losses over a lifetime, which that reached up to $462,853.
So what does that mean, income losses? The loss of people didn't show up for work, et cetera, had to take off because of healthcare issues, they were hospitalized, et cetera? Is that what that meant?
Yes. So that included, you know, absenteeism, workplace bias, or lower productivity due to smoking-related health problems. You know, not only do we have the smoke breaks to take into consideration, but then those health problems that come along with smoking add to that income loss.
Okay. So in comparison, you mentioned that we're a little bit, we're considerably lower, 46 out of the 50 states, but still that's not good. And were there any unique factors that contributed to the cost in Louisiana?
When it comes to the cost in Louisiana, give me just a second to find that note here. So Louisiana faces several unique factors contributing to the costs associated with smoking. The high smoking rates, as well as like culturally ingrained tobacco use, and the economic ties to the tobacco industry all play a significant role. Additionally, there's some disparities in healthcare access that further compound the health and financial consequences of smoking. So those factors are impact Louisiana maybe a little bit more than some other states.
So in comparison to other states, our percentage of smokers is much higher than others? Is that what you're telling me?
Give me just a sec. Not necessarily that Louisiana has high smokers. smoking rates, but just overall higher smoking rates than maybe some other states have.
Okay. So the information provided on a lifetime yearly cost, do they differ? Does they increase over time?
Yes. Well, for this particular study, you'll kind of see that both the lifetime costs and the per year costs trend together. Many of the states, if they ranked, you know, say 46 overall for Louisiana for the lifetime costs, they also came in 46 overall for the financial costs for per year. So what we did is we took kind of that base cost and we extrapolated that out based on, you know, a year and based on a lifetime. Specifically, when we looked at the lifetime costs, we calculated that by multiplying the average cost of a pack of cigarettes in each state by 48 years. So we used that as kind of the benchmark for a lifetime being 48 years. For the cost per year, we looked at the average cost by, we multiplied the average cost by 365 days. So while the rankings are going to be essentially the same, those dollar amounts kind of give you that overall picture of not only how much it costs a smoker day to day now, but how much it's going to cost them down the road if they continue that practice.
Okay, that's quite interesting as well. So let's talk a little bit about the financial impact, just the cost of tobacco products. I'm 74. I remember when I was in high school and in college, the pack of cigarette was so inexpensive, and that's where a lot of my fellow students and friends became smokers. I think they were addicted once they started, but hey, it was only, you know, 50 cents a pack or a dollar a pack. But now today it's like $9, probably more in other states per pack of cigarettes. It's amazing. Wow. That's a lot of money. That's a whole dinner just in one pack.
It really is. I'm a former smoker. I quit smoking 15 years ago. So it's been a while, but I know even back then, just watching those prices climb, that was a big motivator for me to quit smoking, because that money could easily go towards a nice dinner, or you can save it up to go on vacation versus, you know, just smoking it away.
You know, that's the situation. Did your study report on any increases of use of smoking throughout the United States? I mean, is there been an increase or decrease in our various states? I mean, you see so much publicity about stop smoking and et cetera, on our TV and radio shows. And I mean, we put some in our magazine as well as on this radio show. But I don't know, anecdotally, has there been a decrease? To me, looking at and seeing people throughout my area and when I travel, it seems to me more people are smoking than there are not smoking.
So we didn't necessarily look specifically at the number of smokers for this particular study, but it does seem like this is something that, regardless of the rising costs and the campaigns to try to reduce smoking, it still seems to be a widespread practice and a widespread problem, really. And when you take into consideration how electronic cigarettes have come on the market,
oh, yeah,
and those kind of bringing in youth as well with, you know, the fun flavors that they might have and just the less obvious it is versus, you know, smoking an actual tobacco cigarette as far as the smell goes, it seems to be contributing to getting younger kids hooked, even though it's not as inexpensive as it used to be. It seems that with the rise of vaping and everything, it's still that nicotine addiction is still coming into play at young ages.
Well, and again, I want to emphasize to my listeners, if there's a husband and wife and or a boyfriend and girlfriend are smoking continually a couple packs a day, that could be significant on their budget. I mean, a lot of them are trying to save to get a house or to improve. That's a big burden on the financial situation, correct?
Absolutely. It's a big financial burden. And when you sit back and look at these numbers in this study and how much money you could potentially save or have even earned by investing those funds instead, it's really apparent that even though it may not seem, $7 or $10 at a time, doesn't seem like much at that particular purchase, but when you look at it in the big picture, it's a huge bill.
No. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abears Tending Country Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abears Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas. I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Miss Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub, to discuss their recent study which promotes smokers to kick the habit. And thank you again, Cassie, for joining our show today.
I'm happy to be here.
So, listeners, if you missed the first segment, which caught my attention about this study by Wallet Hub, was the statement they made about Louisiana. It said, because I was totally unaware that smoking costs over a lifetime on the average in Louisiana would cost you $3,311 over a lifetime. And that Miss Happy told us that includes a lot of factors, but it costs, the cost of the cigarettes, but also loss of financial opportunities, health care costs, income costs, and many other costs. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The numbers are really mind-boggling when you look at them on paper, seeing how much these different sorts of costs really come together to come up with that huge $3 million total in a lifetime.
And, hopefully this will catch their attention and hopefully might get an individual, young people as well as others, to consider kicking that habit. And I think that was the purpose of your study, to show the tremendous cost. They may think it's just a pack of cigarettes, but it's also involving other healthcare issues. I hear with doctors and other healthcare professionals that, smoking ended up causing healthcare issues, severe healthcare problems the longer you smoke. I mean, it's sad. And I mean, it's sad when I hear people going in for surgery and they're smoking before they're going into deep anesthesia surgery, which they should have been doing a lot of smoking before. So it could, could have bad side effects on that particular scenario. So what else can you comment about tobacco use to contribute both individual and societal cost? So give us a little input about that.
So for individuals, tobacco use leads to substantial financial losses, with smokers incurring expenses exceeding millions over a lifetime, primarily due to lost investment opportunities and income. These costs are exacerbated by increased healthcare expenses and higher insurance premiums. So when you look at it on an individual level, there's a lot coming out of pocket if you are a smoker, not just how much you're paying at the cash register for that pack of cigarettes. when you look at it from a societal level, tobacco-related illnesses result in substantial economic burdens exceeding $600 billion annually in the United States alone. And that compromises productivity, and it strains the healthcare system. And as we saw with, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic, if we have, you know, some sort of outbreak of, you know, even if it's the flu or another more common illness, those beds can fill up really quickly with people who are ill because of that. And it's kind of concerning that on the flip side of things, we've got smokers who are, addicted, but, you know, they made the choice to start smoking to begin with, and they're filling up some of those hospital beds that maybe could go to other people that are struggling with something that wasn't necessarily by choice.
That's true. That is true. You mentioned one thing I think our listeners probably didn't catch, definitely our young listeners, is when you'd be shocked at how many things when you request insurance and other factors ask you whether you're a smoker or not, and then whether you're a regular smoker and how often do you smoke, because, right, they use that for underwriting. And it most of the times does cause an increase in rates or increase in other factors. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's absolutely true. When you look at the like home insurance and, you know, that kind of insurance, you're seen at a higher risk if you're a smoker, just considering the fact that it's so easy for, you know, a cigarette to not be fully put out, and then the next thing you know, it bumps into something that is flammable, and you've got, you know, a little fire started when you just didn't put out your cigarette all the way. So that does kind of raise a red flag for insurance agents as far as your home and your auto. But on the other side, health insurance, they definitely take that into consideration, because as I said, the health costs and the potential health effects that could happen from long-term smoking will result in a lot of out-of-pocket costs for the health insurance company if they're covering for your visits because you maybe have developed some sort of lung disease from prolonged smoking.
The other factor, which I can think of one of my listeners probably asking this or commenting this, because we've heard of it, many incidences of secondhand smoke illnesses. You may not be smoking within the family, but other siblings or parents or grandparents or uncles and aunts may be in a closed confinement for hours and everybody's smoking, but you're not, but you're going to possibly get some symptoms from secondhand smoke. Isn't that correct?
Secondhand smoke is definitely dangerous. And I think that's why it's really great that a lot of states indoor smoking, at least in public areas, is not permitted. And as you said, secondhand smoke, it can have some health effects, yeah, even if you're exposed to it for a short period of time. Just the irritation of the smoke on your throat and your lungs can exacerbate maybe something else that's already brewing.
Yeah, that's definitely. And I've even heard of people getting some serious illnesses, and that was what they were diagnosed with. It was secondhand smoke that caused a severe condition regarding lung and breathing issues. And so, you know, it's sad. I mean, what's amazing me in my 74 years on this lovely planet is we're trying to curtail smoking. I mean, I just got back on an airplane, and I can't tell you how many people seem like once we got off of this three-hour flight, how many people rushed to find an area where they could go smoking. I mean, I heard this guy next to me says, I've got to have a smoke. And I can't handle this any longer. And I said, wow, you're that addicted to it. So you have to run to go get an outlet to smoke. And you know, it's sad when that happens. You know, it's then it's that addictive in a way, right?
Absolutely. Smoking is one of those addictions that it can really control your life. And you don't even really realize it maybe to begin with, because you're like, well, it's nice to be able to step outside for 10 minutes and take a break. But then it gets to the point where it's like, well, now it's been, you know, 1, 2, 3 hours, and I need to step outside for that break because my body is having, you know, withdrawal from it. So it's not just the mental addiction of having that break and having that relief, but it's the physical addiction too that makes it a big part of smokers' lives.
So again, I want to emphasize to my listeners, even though $3 million over a lifetime in Louisiana, that's not the highest. We are ranked 46 of 50 states. That means the lowest, according smoking costs per lifetime. But it was much higher in other states like, right, New York, District of Columbia, et cetera. They're more costlier.
Yes, New York and the District of Columbia are a lot costlier for smokers due to factors like high out-of-pocket costs for tobacco products and substantial financial opportunity costs from investing in cigarettes instead of more lucrative options. And then you have significant health care expenses and considerable income losses compared to non-smokers. So, you know, on top of that, smokers in these states face higher home insurance premiums and other costs that just contribute to their overall financial burden.
Wow. Yes. So again, I don't think everybody should think that $3 million is okay. To me, it wouldn't be definitely okay if I had, you know, $3 million to spend elsewhere in my lifetime. We hope that curtailing a little bit and kicking that habit, as the purpose of this study by Wallet Hub distributed everyone, it caught my attention. Hopefully it caught attention of people that are smokers or family members, and I think that's the major purpose of y'all studies, is to catch the attention, right, of readers and people that have gleaned this. And that's why I wanted to share it with all of my radio listeners out there, that this might be the impetus of getting them to kick the habit.
Absolutely. And, you know, we look at it from the lifetime perspective, but we also look at it from the annual perspective. And annually in Louisiana, we're looking at $62,567 is the overall cost when you take everything into account, which, I mean, that's practically a salary.
It is.
You know, depending upon your area of expertise, but I mean, that's a huge amount of money. And, you know, maybe you're not paying that out of pocket, you know, in one lump sum, so to speak, but those costs are really building up behind the scenes where you may not realize it.
So what is some of the recommendation or tips for individuals looking to quit smoking and reduce this associated financial and health burdens?
There are a lot of resources available now, and a lot of different products that can help you to kick the habit. You can utilize nicotine replacement therapy. There's, you know, nicotine patches, gum, other options like lozenges that you can use to help ease those withdrawal symptoms and gradually reduce how dependent you are on nicotine. And then you need to replace that actual habit of smoking with something that's healthier for you. So engaging in like activities and exercise, even just, you know, chewing gum to keep your mouth occupied, or pursuing hobbies that just distract you from the cravings and just promote a overall better well-being.
Well, doesn't every state have a promotion to quit smoking? I think the federal government too, but I think individual states and individual counties, and we have parishes, have major promotions. And I hope they're successful, but you don't hear a lot of success stories from many of them. So I hope they're, I know that many of our hospitals here in town and many health insurance companies offer, you know, stop smoking campaigns and programs, and most of them, I think 99% of them are 99% of them are free, right?
Yes, there's a lot of free resources out there. You can always look for support, you know, from maybe, as you mentioned, local or federal government programs. But you can also look, you know, a little closer to home in your friends and family, or maybe some support groups, even online with having the internet. There's so many opportunities to engage with people that are maybe struggling with the same obstacles that you're facing with trying to quit smoking.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abers, and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abers, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Ms. Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub, to provide us with information about their recent study which promotes smokers to kick the habit. Thank you again, Ms. Happy, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
It's my pleasure.
So we've been discussing this particular topic at our two previous segments. We have one more. And for everyone who might be just joining the show, I found this study. I was submitted this study. By the way, you can receive their studies, and they have a history of probably thousands and thousands of them, at this website, www.wallethub. It's WALLETHUB.com, and you'll see many, many, all kinds of financial, non-financial, very interesting studies and reports and findings that you'll be fascinated by. And I want to compliment you and your staff for doing a tremendous analysis. And they don't just pick one bit of data. Most of these studies pick thousands of data points, correct?
We try to have very comprehensive studies that look at multiple factors that come into play, and not just from a financial standpoint, though we always have some financial component to our studies. But we really want to help consumers just live better and maybe be a little more confident in their choices as they navigate the world around us.
And they graphically display it for you. Generally, it's done by state. It's generally done by topic. It's generally done by metro areas. And many times, Shreveport and Bossier City is a metro area, so sometimes we are listed there in the rankings from 1 to, I think, 200 to 10, sometimes 300 metro areas throughout the United States, which is pretty fascinating when you get to compare yourself and compare your metro area to other metro areas nearby or throughout the nation. So, again, it's quite interesting. The other thing, Ms. Appy, I want to comment to our listeners, is that they have a series of experts that answer very fundamental questions about these studies and help you get, I would say, a little bit of lanyap, a little bit of extra information. The study is reporting on different findings and from various reports of governmental, state, independent agencies, you name it. I mean, when you see their resources, it's mind-boggling how much data they have to combine and use all these factors involved. And Cassie, you might mention, you and your staff, you give weight to certain values. Some are given more than others, right?
Yes, in most of our studies, we do weight our metrics to really emphasize where we think it's most important to highlight. That wasn't necessarily the case with this particular study, but in other studies, we will weight things because we take into account so many different metrics. to really get that full picture of the situation. But some of them aren't as directly related to the topic as others. They're more of those contributing factors that maybe come into play as a tiebreaker between two different states or two different cities that are really, really close, but maybe that one factor will make the difference.
So just one more tangent, how do y'all determine what to do a study? Is it based upon internal staff recommendations, consultants, or readers, or people that receive your emails like me sending back an idea? How do you come up with some of these new ideas or new studies?
It's really just keeping an eye out internally for what is being discussed globally or nationally. We want to release studies that are relevant to what people are concerned about, what people are talking about. So we really look at, you know, what's in the news now and try to think about, can we maybe provide something to that conversation. We also try to do some stuff that's, you know, timely and seasonal. We will release, like we have an Easter survey that we do every year that we'll release at the end of the month here to kind of get a perspective of the financial impact of Easter for consumers. So some of it's seasonal, some of it's based on headlines, and some of it's just stuff that we really think consumers should know.
Yeah, and some of it's fun things. I mean, I've been seeing some of them. It makes me laugh about some of the various topics, but I think they're cute. They're not serious, but they're informative. So again, the website is www.wallethub. That's WALLETHUB.com. And I will tell you, reading, it's a quick read generally. The studies are summarized for you, as well as you can get individual information on various states and metro areas. So it's very simple. Your formats are very easily read. I mean, I've had other studies where it takes a statistician as well as an expert in that particular field to understand what the findings were, but yours do not require a lot of analysis, right? You've got it right there for us.
We try to present things in an easy to understand format, and as you mentioned, just easy to find what you're looking for, so you're not having to maybe search through a really dense article to find that stat or to answer that question that you have.
So the other question, I've had physicians on my show that said any time is good time to quit smoking, whether you're a young person or an old person or a middle-aged, quit smoking will have tremendous favorable impact, and a lot of times it's pretty quick that you'll become healthier, feeling better, and reduce your healthcare possibility and risk for anything further. Is that true? Is that what your findings have shown as well?
Yes, we've seen that in our findings, and also in my personal experience, being a former smoker, quitting at any time is a great idea, and there are definitely immediate health benefits and long-term health benefits to making that decision, along with the financial benefit of not investing your money in a bad habit.
Yes. So again, investing your money in a bad habit that could negatively affect your health, your well-being, and the well-being of others, family members, and as well as friends. I mean, it's sad to see so many people smoking, and then they say, you know, I'm not feeling good, or I've got a major health incident or situation where possibly if they'd quit smoking 4 or 5 years ago, it would have been okay. So before we close, give our listeners again a few tips about ways to kick the habit, because that's the purpose of your study is telling people if they're smoking, now is the time to kick the habit.
Absolutely. As I mentioned already, you know, nicotine replacement therapy is a great starting point to help with the physical withdrawal symptoms and ease yourself off of nicotine. But you should also look to replace the habit itself with healthier activities and identify and manage your triggers. If you know that when you go out with your coworkers for happy hour, you're going to want a cigarette after that, maybe you need to find something to replace it with, or just refrain from going to that happy hour for a while.
Great advice.
Until you really feel like you've got that.
Really great advice. Again, thank you for joining us today on the Best of Times radio show. You're very informative. You helped us, and hopefully we'll get a few people out there to kick the habit based upon this study and your recommendations to them as well. So again, thank you for taking time to be part of our radio show. Again, visit their website. You'll learn a lot more.
Thank you very much for having me.
Wallethub.com. So thank you, Miss Happy, for joining us today here on Best of Times Radio Hour.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay. Remember to tell your friends to join us and listen to our next Saturday morning show for more information that could benefit them or their loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of our magazine at one of our 270 distribution locations. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory at our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.